Welcome to the Mother's Day edition of the VK7 Regional News for the 13th of May 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and is read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. A happy Mother's Day to all those mothers, stepmums, grandmums and great-grandmums. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF broadcast stations on 3670 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, on 7140 MHz by Justin VK7TW. At the time of recording, it's not known who's doing the 20-metre rebroadcast this morning. And on 28 decimal 525 MHz this morning is Tony VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. And now news from the northwest. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, or NWTR and TVG, Club General Meeting. The next general meeting of the club is scheduled for Saturday, the 2nd of June, 2018. Members and visitors should note that the new venue for the club is 11 District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. That's at the northern end of Alexander Road, not far from the beach. A Google map with directions to the location can be found on the club website, and the link can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. The club would like to thank the District 11 Scout Association for making their facility available free of charge to conduct club meetings in appreciation of the club's assistance with the Scouts in helping them with their many endeavours with Scouting. And that's signed Tony VK7 Alpha X-Ray, the news officer of the NWTR and TPG. Moving along the coast a little to the Northern News and the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We begin this week by wishing all the mothers among our listeners and all our female members a happy Mother's Day. As I suspect this will be a light week for news from the North, and in keeping with my threat some months ago now, I'll lead off with a quick update on our mainland travels. I again pen these notes from Newlands Arm in the mighty Gippsland Lakes region. The weather has turned cold and wet though, so it looks like winter has caught up with us. The temperature has fallen to 9 degrees outside and the rain is coming down, with more predicted. We haven't had anywhere near the 100 millimetres that fell on Hobart on Thursday night, but precisely that amount is now forecast to hit the East Gippsland area over the next 24 hours. Fortunately, we are camped on high ground. That said, it probably is useful reacclimatisation for our return to Tassie in a few weeks. This will be our temporary QTH until that departure date. Yesterday was the May NTARC barbecue meeting, and hopefully I will be able to provide you with an update in next week's news, assuming it wasn't washed out. Wednesday night technical session, we again hand over to Idris VK7ZIR to provide you with an update on our latest technical session. Another good roll-up on Wednesday evening saw both hauls in use. Peter VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie brought along his recently completed loop antenna, which he's been using to good effect on Whisper. This started something of a theme for the night, with considerable discussion on loop antennas in general that continued fairly much up until closing time. I brought along my recently acquired ICOM IC9100, says Idris, and installed the 23-centimetre module, with close oversight by a number of interested attendees. Ross, VK7ALH, brought along a very interesting rig, a marine band transceiver built in Hobart by the Hobart Radio Clinic, according to the label attached. I, VK7FB, can add that these were built by Max Sidebottom, at the time a Hobart amateur. All in all, another very successful technical night with enough to spark the interest of those participating and continue our forward progress with these evenings. Thanks, Idris, for that update. These evenings certainly seem to be going from strength to strength. Coming events. Technical sessions. Wednesday the 16th of May from 7:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. A reminder that the club has taken delivery of a very extensive donation of through-hole componentry, including resistors and capacitors of all types and sizes. If you are looking for some components for that upcoming or in-progress project, Why not drop along to a coffee morning and make your requirements known? Labrina Equine Endurance Ride. The NTARC Safety Communications team is now gearing up for our next field event, the one-day equine endurance ride at Labrina in the state's northeast on Saturday the 26th of May, now only 2 weeks away. The ride base will again be the Labrina Hall, right on the highway, and will involve both 80-kilometre and 40-kilometre rides. As a one-day event, relatively close to Launceston, it affords a good opportunity for any member or other interested party to come along and see just what happens on these exercises. So, if you feel like putting your amateur radio skills to good use, assisting a community event, then please contact Norm, VK7 Kilo Tango November, by email safetycoms.ntark@gmail.com as soon as you can. He will be able to provide you with further information. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Continuing with NTARC News and NTARC Coffee Mornings. A reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer, if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We do have some cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in on Monday or Friday and see if there are any there waiting for you. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Racerlea, but still not for a few weeks. I'm still preparing and lodging the NTARC copy for the broadcast while away, internet connections permitting. So, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me, as the Secretary's laptop is on holidays with us. For the present, I can be reached at either of the following addresses, ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntarc.emails@gmail.com. And that is 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated. Committee changes. A reminder about Reece committee format change. Due to Scott needing to withdraw as secretary and the committee for this year, we had a casual vacancy. Clayton, VK7ZCR, showed some interest and the committee voted on a nomination to elect Clayton to fill this casual vacancy. I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the committee and entire membership to thank Scott for the work he has poured into the club. The work Scott has done to bring the inner workings of the business side of Reist into the modern era would go mostly unnoticed by the membership, and perhaps by the membership would be oblivious to the dozens and dozens of hours that Scott dedicated to the club behind the scenes. A heartfelt gratitude to Scott. You have made life so much simpler for all subsequent committees and reduced workloads remarkably. Our thanks also go to Clayton for taking on a role within the club. With this came a need to rearrange the roles and duties, and the new roles are as follows. President Sean, VK7FAZE, Vice President Clayton, VK7ZCR, the Secretary Tony, VK7VKT, the Treasurer is unchanged with David, VK7FABE, at the helm, and Larry and Barry making up the committee members. And that's 73 from Tony, VK7VKT, now the Secretary of Reist. Reist Foundation Training. The next assessment day will be the third Saturday of June, and then every second month. So, for this year, that will be June, August, October and December. Check out the Reist website or Facebook page for events. The next one is on the 16th of June, 2018. Contact Reg on email assessor@reist.asn.au or phone his mobile 0417 391 607 if you wish to participate. And that is 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. The Reist Talkie Walkie Group. Needing a little bit of exercise? Well, have we got a deal for you. we're looking at the idea of adding a bit of exercise as well as hearty banter on the way by conducting a gentle walk every Saturday morning at around 10:45. The walk will last no longer than 45 minutes in total. We'll always be at a location where the incline is gentle. For many, the total time from home and back will be around an hour only. More details to come. And that's 73 is from, again from Tony, VK7VKT, the secretary. Experimenters' night. Standing room only at the experimenters' night with much going on. It was great to see Scott, VK7HSE, along with Paul Pruss, who is waiting for his call sign allocation. Paul was talking to a few people about home brewing some kits, so good luck, Paul. Ron was trying to get his RTL SDR kit working and managed to troubleshoot the USB connection and get it recognised by the PC. However, we couldn't get it any further and it crashed the SDR applications. We checked the thin, hair-like wires on the quadrature input, but they seemed okay. A chip may have been inadvertently cooked in the build process. This didn't disappoint Ron. He is moving on to his next project. Murray, VK7ZMS, and Richard, VK7ZBX, were still battling with the ICOM Marine HF radio programming and had a new cable to try. Not sure how that went, but we'll find out this coming week. Al, VK7KAJ, Warren, VK7WN, and Kim, VK7KB, were all talking Antarctic communications. Justin, VK7TW, built a GALI-84 amplifier board for his GPS-disciplined local oscillator unit for 10 GHz. Justin and Sean, VK7FAZE, also worked on getting an Arduino Nano talking to the USB port through an Arduino IDE. We came to the conclusion that either the Nano was partially stuffed or there was a funny driver incompatibility. Justin and Sean then did some brainstorming on the DATV studio and drew up the audio, video inputs and outputs, control computers, displays and interfacing required for a state-of-the-art DATV studio, all plumbed with SDI. Set the goal high and start working towards it is our motto. Hi, hi. Rex VK7MO and Larry VK7WLH were talking accurate time signals with whisper tests. A huge night of experimenting, and we do it all again this Wednesday night, the 16th of May, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Check out the REST Facebook page for more information. See you there, says Justin, VK7TW. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Technology News. Plantenna. Towards an Internet of Plants. The Plantenna program, that is being coordinated by the Technical University Delft in Holland, focuses heavily on the strongly interlinked problems of climate change, air pollution and food shortages. Problems that with an ever-growing world population and increasing urbanisation will only become greater. Central to this project is the development of sensor technology that will collect information within plants about the state of the crop and that of their immediate surroundings. By connecting such plants fitted with these sensors into a network, an internet of plants, the data so collected can be used for climate and weather monitoring and for higher crop yields through efficient fertilisation and irrigation. Botanical sensors. The worldwide food production lags behind an increasing demand. In order to ensure food security for the world's population, which will soon number more than 9 billion, the crop yield of existing agricultural areas will have to increase. A changing climate, changing weather patterns, and increasing urbanisation only increases the challenge. Within plants, several physical, chemical, and biological processes take place. With new sensor technology, it will become possible to observe these processes directly in the plant. A plant equipped with such botanical sensors, a cyber plant, can provide data about humidity, cell composition, and the quality of the crop itself, as well as environmental factors such as soil and air quality, wind speed, solar intensity, and rainfall. With fast and reliable information about the state of the plant, crops can be watered at the optimal time and fertilised efficiently. The census will additionally provide valuable data about climate, weather and environment. Internet of Plants. Researchers from four Dutch technical universities, the Delft University of Technology, the University of Twente, the Technical University Eindhoven, and the Wageningen University, have joined forces to make this pioneering technology possible. For this, they will develop sensors that will, among other things, directly measure the sap flow or sense the movement of plants. Ideally, the various sensors in the plant form an autonomous and self-sufficient system. That is why there is also research into whether the sensors, via an electrochemical process, can take their required energy directly from the plant, and whether they can communicate their measurement results to other plants where the plant itself functions as the antenna. Plantenna, hence the name plantenna, an antenna that gathers information from the plant itself and its environment and subsequently sends it as part of an antenna network. Collectively, these cyber plants can form a network, an internet of plants, that can generate data about crops, environment, weather and climate that was not available previously. Applications that come to mind are fine-grained networks that can collect accurate data about the urban microclimate, which could lead to better local weather forecasts. And that was sourced from the Elector Webazine. And now on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings: Sota Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in the club rooms, and technical sessions Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Archer Street, Rochely, Launceston. REAST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and then the experimenters night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms in Hobart. And again from REAST, the microwave QSO party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 megs FM. Events: NWTR and TVG, 2nd of June, general club meeting at the 11 District Scout Headquarters, 73 Alexander Road, Alverston. REAST, 16th of June, Foundation Training Day, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 9 a.m. Contact Reg VK7 Kilo Kilo for more details. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at www.res.net.au. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Repeaters: REAST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres will be brought to you by VK7 JGD. 40 metres VK7 ALH. 20 metres, we would like a volunteer. And 10 metres, Tony VK7 VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thank you to all the people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Please note, all this is now the address for news items for the VK7 regional news. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 regional news Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is 73 to you all from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.